This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to discuss GOP donors. I never did address the speaker failing to oust the speaker. We'll talk about that in a minute. Young people turning into renters. I'm going to do all kinds of emails. And what did you just say, Chris? We need to do siestas here? Why would we have a party? I don't understand why would we... doesn't make any sense. Either way, let's dig into the thing. What thing? Well, remember, we've been skimming the... Not you. The GOP, I should say, has been skimming the surface of all the issues forever. They never get to the root of it. That's why they never win. That's why they never actually solve problems. And you're looking at all the protests on these college campuses. And, of course, the GOP has to go out and all anti-Semitism and all this other stuff. We have to pass a law. Harvard can't say that. Instead of actually trying to solve the problem. If you want to stop what's happening in this country, the Antifas, the BLMs, the LGBTQ stuff, the Hamas, but if you want to stop the commie street activism in this country, well, you don't lecture Columbia about being more tolerant. You attack the organizations that fund these things. They fund them. They organize them. They provide the materials. They pay them as if they're salaried employees. These are organized and funded things. And not only that, it's not as if I'm Nancy Drew over here. This stuff is well known. Several investigative journalists have dug into this. We know the names. We know the names of the companies. We know all the information. It's not like I'm asking anybody to be Dick Tracy. The information is out there. Attack the root of the problem. But, you know, when we talk about that, the root of the problem, you know, I get a little jealous, to be honest with you. And here's why I get jealous. It's not that I want handouts for me or handouts for you because handouts are bad. It's not what I want. But think about this. Think about how intricate and impressive the left-wing ecosystem is in this country. In fact, Chris, text Dave Raboy, if you don't mind. We shouldn't be doing this live on the air, but text Dave Raboy and see if he'll come on the air tomorrow I always called him Reboy, but he calls himself Reboy. I guess I just screwed up his last name forever. Anyway, I love Dave. Text him and see if he'll come on tomorrow because he's been talking about this. How impressive the left-wing organization, the ecosystem is behind these things, and how impressive, honestly, it's impressive. Remember, there are enemies. We can be impressed by our enemies. How impressive the commie donor class is. It really is. Look, George Soros is the Antichrist. I hate him. You hate him. But isn't it kind of impressive, amazing, that a billionaire would unload so much of his money in a cause that doesn't provide monetary returns on said money? He sees something, America. He wants it destroyed. He's going to take the money he earned doing other things, and he's just going to give it to people who promise to destroy the country he wants destroyed. And he's not alone. The commie billionaire infrastructure is so rock solid, and the organizational structure they create off of that infrastructure. Remember, this all begins with money, as so many things do. Without the money to organize these things, without money to organize, you realize they have huge bail funds for all these people? You understand that? Why? Oh, man, you see it on the right a lot. Maybe you've said it. Oh, that kid, now he has to try to get out of jail. You notice they never stay in jail more than about 24 hours. They have bail funds funded by the billionaire organizations to bail them out of jail. They have an entire ecosystem designed to destroy Western civilization, to destroy the United States of America. What do we have? Ken Griffin. That's what we have. And I'm just, honestly, with all due respect to Ken Griffin, he's just one of a million of the right-wing billionaires I can call out. This one is, he's highlighted in this article on Zero Hedge. Billionaire Harvard donor Ken Griffin says protesters are a byproduct of a failed education system. Would you like to know how much money Ken Griffin has given to Harvard just recently? This is not lifetime, recently. Harvard, the communist institution, probably as responsible as any university for the destruction of the United States of America, just recently received a $300 million gift from Ken Griffin. Our billionaires, they won't fund right-wing music, right-wing movies. And no, I'm not asking for any, I don't need any of this stuff, but we have people who do these great things on our side. They won't fund organizations. They won't fund the music. They won't fund the movies. They won't fund the organizations, the grassroots organizations, the get out the vote stuff. They won't throw huge amounts of money behind most of these super PACs. They'll donate $300 million to our mortal enemies and then give press interviews saying, gosh, this education system, man, it's really messed up, huh, guys? I wonder who did this. We have a rich guy problem on the right. And I don't mean we have too many rich guys. I mean, the rich guys we have suck. We have got some work to do. And I understand the reasons behind this. Right-wing rich guys in general are simply business guys who understand how economics work. If you understand how economics work, you're a right-winger. You are. You're definitely Republican. There's no question about it. Fiscally, you are. And left-wing billionaires, while they may understand how business works, they're more religious, meaning communist. They have a religious devotion that trumps their bank account, and that's where so much of the benefit they get comes from it. But man, it is wild how consistent it is. Right-wing billionaires sit on their hands, or even worse, fully fund the organizations who hate them. Left-wing billionaires, they'll fund an army of commie street protesters and organizations and bail funds and politicians. I mean, honestly, speaking of George Soros, we complain about him all the time. And this is an issue that we've talked about on the show. It's nothing new, but when it comes to respect for your enemy and what he's accomplished, how impressive is it that George Soros and his son, it's really his son running a lot of it now, it's not Grandpa Eyebags, it's his son, they noticed that the soft underbelly in American society was DAs, was district attorneys. And you can read articles about this. They've written about it. And the Soros people talk about it pretty openly. They were looking at the American landscape, wondering how they, of course, they never say destroy it. They're always, how can we change it? How can we restructure it? But, you know, they're looking at the American landscape and they're figuring out, how do I destroy this? How do I burn all this down? And they figured out, wait a minute, I'm worried about Congress and the Senate and the presidency, and they're still worried about that. That stuff matters, but it wouldn't take that much money to just simply take over the district attorney seats in all these major cities with people who won't prosecute crime anymore. And then everything we've wanted will come to fruition. And just a few years later, here we are. L.A., anarchy. New York City, anarchy. Chicago, my goodness, it's worse than Afghanistan. City after city after city across the country. They looked at where we were soft. They followed that old Sun Tzu line, do not attack what is strong, attack what is weak. And they saw, man, these DA races can be bought and bought for a little. Let's go there. Now, maybe you're asking, where's our soft underbelly? Well, I just ate a cheesesteak, so it's right here. But no, we're not talking about me. Where's our soft underbelly to attack? School boards, man. I know I lecture about it a lot. Try not to roll your eyes. I'm actually getting involved. I was organizing this morning in another school board race in a blood red area. This area is 92% Republican. And I'm working with a city councilman in the area and this 1776 project PAC because they do school board stuff. Anyway, I'm working with these guys on it. This school board, completely run by communists. Completely. And how much effort would it take? It's going to take some. It's going to take some money. I'm not asking you for money, whatever. I'm organizing all this stuff. But we're going to take these seats. It's a blood red area. The soft underbelly of American communism is the school boards. The soft underbelly of America itself was the DAs. Credit to George Soros, as much as I hate him, he recognized it, he pounced on it, and he was very, very successful. Now, enjoy stepping in poop and heroin needles in New York City. But for us, those of us who want to save this country, take the country back, the school boards, especially in red areas, they're just begging for us to get involved and take them. And I'll tell you, the communists are scared to death we're going to do it. They're scared to death. They're starting to write about it. We got to fortify. They're using that word, fortify these things. That's where we can win. So let's go win there. Maybe you're too tired, though. In which case, maybe a little Chad mode from Chuck. You've heard about Chad mode. I've told you about that. The pre-workout from Chuck. It's all natural caffeines. You know all that pre-workout stuff is full of all kinds of garbage you don't want to put in your body. So, of course, Chalk's going to figure out, hey, there's got to be a natural, healthier way to do this. So they spent 2 years developing this. All natural caffeines. Man, alive. You're lacking energy right now? Little Chad mode. You'll be taking off like a rocket. Get some Chalk in your body. Natural herbal supplements. I personally take a male vitality stack. I drink Chalk lit powder every morning and before workout. Little Chad mode. Yeah, I know I'm a little pepped up, and it feels freaking awesome. I do have enough energy to get involved in a school board race after work, though. Let's go dig in. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a special discount on subscriptions. So get that. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, the school boards are the soft underbelly of American communism. We can attack it the way they attack the DA races. We can attack these school boards. But, you know, we have to put in the effort. And if we don't, the costs are high. I'm going to play something for you. This is a mother from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You ever been to Coeur d'Alene? Chris, I know you've never left the state. I was talking to them. But Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is so frigging beautiful. It's one of those dream places. I'm sure it costs a fortune to go there, but I only visited once or twice when I was a kid. We were passing through. But even as a child, I mean, young boys don't care about that stuff. As a boy, I still remember, gosh, this place is beautiful. It's amazing. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, blood red Idaho,
Listen to this. This reporting's courtesy of Libs of TikTok. Listen to this.
Not too long after she started attending school there.
She's talking about her teenage daughter.
I noticed a behavior change. First thing she did was come home and want to cut her hair. And not too long after that, I was called into the school to attend a meeting with the assistant principal, teachers, and her counselor. And I was asked to sign a paper to allow my child to change her name and be using different pronouns.
I'm going to pause this just for a moment. I'm going to let her keep going. She goes on for a little bit. But if you're struggling with the motivation to run for school board or get involved in a school board race, I'm not sure. Maybe it's not worth it. Maybe I don't have time. Listen to how evil many of these schools are in red areas. And not only are they evil, you can take them back. This is not Congress where you and I can't do much about it. You can take it back. You're mad? You can do something about this.
And I said, absolutely not. I stood up, absolutely not. And my child became very angry at me in the room. But she had all the support of her teachers and the staff there, volunteers, everybody in the school district there in that school. I became her enemy at that point.
And you said she wanted to be referred to as a boy named Felix?
Felix the cat.
I forgot to mention that she not only wanted to be referred to as a boy, Felix, she wanted to be referred to as Felix the cat. She went from being a normal little girl to being a girl who thought she was a male cat. Courtesy of a public school in a red state.
He identified with Felix and being a furry in the beginning, and I thought it was just a comical thing. I also thought it's not serious. It's just a child's fantasy, a play game. But it escalated quickly. Then she started changing her clothes, dressing like a boy, and she asked me to call her Felix, and I said, absolutely not. And that was the beginning of the road of horror. Well, I became the enemy, and they became her world.
I'm just going to pause for a moment and mention that these communists who do this to children across the country, there are teachers, administrators, principals who are doing this as we speak to children across the country in public schools. This is happening. In fact, this school board race that I told you I'm getting involved in, hold on, let me pull up my phone here real quick so I can make sure I'm reading this to you verbatim. They were learning in class in this 92% Republican area about the Gay Straight Alliance and many, many other things. There were discussions in this 92% Republican area of putting out dog bowls in the classroom so the furries can eat and drink from them during class. This is not in San Francisco. This is not in New York City. This is a blood red area. Our school boards must be taken back.
The counselor would help her. I've been in her office many times, concerned about what's going on with my child. And she was always on my child's side on every issue. It was like my child had a new best friend, and what I said didn't matter anymore. And everything that she was believing, they affirmed it by letting her, you know, be called whatever she wanted to be called.
Cults always, always, always will turn their members against the people who genuinely love them. If you've ever learned anything about cults, I've for some reason got really fascinated by them about 5-10 years ago. Not joining one, but just kind of fascinated with the mentality of joining one. Shut up, Chris. Chris, we should start our own. Anyway, you can be the accountant or something. Anyway, but I got really fascinated by it, so I started digging in. It's wild how consistent that was. People who join cults don't all come from bad families. Some of them come from solid backgrounds, you know, parents or husband or wife. And it's every single time the cult leaders will try to drive a wedge in between them and the people who really care about them, and that's how they suck them in. Sound familiar?
Even though I did not sign the form for them to do that. And the first thing I noticed when I walked in there, all the gay, lesbian flags hanging up everywhere, you know? So the influence was there. I just wasn't paying attention to it then. And I trusted the facility to help her.
Nightmarish, right? I'll stop. But she ended up, for your information, this had a happy ending. Daughter ended up waking up. Everything's fine now. But that's the kind of thing happening in red areas, all right? The kind of thing makes you lose sleep at night. Unless you've got your brand new premium MyPillow, which you can purchase for $25 during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza sale. Chris, what? Sometimes people have trouble sleeping during all this stuff, Chris. And people need high-quality products at a low price, which, of course, everyone knows Chris would appreciate the most of anybody here. Two packs of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towel sets, $25. MyPillow's been out there making these awesome products forever, and every now and then they churn out these sales that make it affordable for everyone. $25 extravaganza sale, $75 orders and more get free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, and use the promo code Jesse. Pick yourself out three things so you don't pay for shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Somebody dug this up. I got to find out who dug this up. Chris, find out. Michael, can someone find out who dug this up? Because it wasn't me who dug it up. Eric Holder. Remember Barack Obama's AG, Eric Holder. He was really the first one I can remember in a really, really long time.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To take the office of Attorney General and turn it into a political office. Eric Holder just simply attacked Republicans the whole time and protected Democrats. Anyway, this is from a while ago. What he ends up describing here, he's describing how an attorney general can politically target somebody. And this is long before, you know, the Trump stuff. Listen to these people. Listen to him describe in pretty much perfect detail what's happened to Trump.
An attorney general, we're not looking at things purely from the facts, purely from the evidentiary burden and how to meet it, but instead taking directives on who to prosecute from the president of the United States.
Sure. If the president told a compliant attorney general, I don't like what this congressman said about me or did about me, did to me over the course of the last 2-3 years, whatever, open an investigation on that person. That attorney general could tell a compliant United States attorney to do just that. Talk to a compliant FBI director who could be replaced by the president to open an investigation and then to just look through that person's life and look for anything that you possibly can find. Who's to say what you find in any person's life that might run afoul of the law? And even beyond that, the mere fact of an investigation of a person who is a public figure can be reputation ruining, can be politically damaging, not even if you find anything, just the fact that the investigation itself exists. And if you've got the full weight of the Justice Department, the full weight of the presidency, the full weight of the FBI focusing on somebody like that, that can be extremely damaging to not only that person individually, but to our democracy writ large.
Man. Talk about a man who inadvertently nailed exactly what's happening now, right? Oh, by the way, that was Mays Moore who dug that up. Mays Moore, I want to make sure I give him credit. Also, there's this little tidbit. It brings back a conversation I had with a friend.
In Sunland Park, New Mexico, just a few hours ago, our cameras caught this group walking into the country led by cartel guides. One Border Patrol agent there told our own Matt Finn, that mountain, which is in the United States, isn't ours anymore. It belongs to the cartels. That stretch of the border has been one of the busiest sectors over this past week, with more than 1,000 people a day coming across.
You know, we think about the United States of America as this juggernaut, right? And we have all the stuff we could ever need. And we think about it militarily, don't we? We think about how we have endless bombs and bullets and planes and ships and everything else. And it's a very American way to look at things. And I say that as an American who looks at things this way. I've lived 42 years as an American. I'm used to living in a country where force, when it comes to force, no one can do more than us. It's just built into my mind. Well, America can, yeah, we're the strongest. We've always been. It's the only country I've ever known. So we lose sight of how things are in certain places now. Had a conversation a long time ago with a buddy who was in Border Patrol. He's out now. He couldn't take it anymore. But they used to have to buy their own batteries. They used to have to buy their own batteries for their radios. The Border Patrol did not provide them with enough stuff. And that it's not the Border Patrol's fault. The government didn't provide Border Patrol with enough stuff. And so I was digging into him about more stuff that's going on down on the border. And he told me, he said, Jesse, we are the United States Border Patrol, and our comms, our radio, communications, things like that, our comms are not as advanced as the cartel comms. Cartels are out there using encrypted technology. The cartels have so much money, and they've invested that money. So many of them have invested that money in training, in equipment. You think it's very tempting. It's just like, remember when BK came on the show? This is a couple months ago, and he was talking about terrorism. We were talking about Hezbollah and ISIS and these things. And he said most Americans, understandably, have an antiquated view of terrorism, meaning when you picture a terrorist, let's say in the Middle East, you picture some guy with, you know, in his mud hut, and he could barely shoot an AK-47. It's spraying all over the place, and he has no idea about weapons and tactics, and that's kind of how you picture it. Just some moron. Someone gave him a bomb, and now he's going to blow himself up. And remember how BK told us, no. These guys have now had 20 years of funding, of combat. They have training camps, organizations. These guys are fighters. These guys are shooters now, and he was kind of elaborating on that. When it comes to the cartels, we tend to try to think about them like, it's just some poor Mexican gangbanger with a couple tattoos and a machine gun. You know, we know they're violent, but they're not capable of more than that. No. They have funding. They have training. That's a very good point, Chris. Chris said a lot of them are like ex-military. Remember the Zetas? They've changed their name now. They're always changing names and breaking off. But the Zetas, they were for the longest the most violent of the cartels. They were all ex-Mexican special forces. Now, it's Mexican special forces. You don't need to think about that. Well, what, Chris? What do you want me to say? Look, the second you say special forces, people automatically think Green Berets. You know, you're thinking Clay Martin. Not so much. And I used to think the same way until I was in the Marines. And you start running into troops. You run into soldiers from other countries. And some you're so impressed with. And some you're like, oh my gosh, how have you guys not been conquered yet? Like the Brits, studs, total studs. I worked with some British Royal Marines, and so the Brits switched on, studs, tough as nails. Believe it or not, you're gonna laugh. French are pretty daggone tough. Switched on, they know what's going on. Spain. Not the Spanish. I remember the Spanish came to relieve us. We were in Najaf, and they sent some unit of Spaniards to come over there and relieve us. So I ran out there, and
Buenos
I said,
tardes.
"But." And then we found out that they were pretty much freaking useless. I remember when we went to Thailand, we were training with the Thai Marines, and they tried to build all these guys up before we went over there. Yeah, these are jungle fighters. Yeah, you gotta eat a tiger or something like that. When they were the biggest bunch of 100-pound girls I've ever worked with in my life. They couldn't hump their own gear. They didn't care about humping their own gear. Useless. Completely useless. So they're not all equal. Look, I'm not saying Mexican special forces are useless. I never worked with Mexico, Mexican troops, Mexico special forces. But I do know you probably need to lower your expectations a touch. We're not talking about Clay Martin here. Okay, lower. But still, Mexican special forces, they were ex-Mexican special forces guys who created the Zetas. And I don't necessarily have somewhere I want to go with this other than there is a very well-funded private army operating on our southern border. And we are in such bad straits now as a country that we don't really talk about that and what that means. If you dig into cartel stuff, dig into things like banks, how many banks there are in all these southern border towns. They know, there's a metric for everything. They know how many banks are supposed to be in a town per, 10,000 people or per 50,000 people. And I'm making up these numbers. So do not quote me on these numbers. So they automatically know, okay, in a town of 20,000 people, there'll be two banks. If it's 40,000, there'll be four banks. You understand? So you go down to a border town and there's a town of 40,000 people with 25 banks. Wonder what's going on in there. See all these little banks pop up out of nowhere. I wonder what they're doing in there. Wouldn't be washing any money, right? They should do it the American way and wash it in Ukraine. By the way, have you taken care of your dog today? I know you fed him and watered him. Probably took him for a walk. Probably loved on him. Lord knows Fred gets enough love around the house. But have you given him real nutrition or did you give him dog food? His dog food is dead. There's no nutrition in it. There's no nutrition in dog food. It's all brown because they kill everything in dog food at the factory. We think we're giving our dogs nutrition. And then we wonder, why does Muffy die at 10? Our dogs die too early. They have way too many health problems. We go to the vet way too often. The vet is expensive. When's the last time you went to the vet? You want to start avoiding that? Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. They give out free jumpstart trial bags. or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Start your dog on some rough greens, all right? All right. Now, it's time to do one more segment here. Couple emails, some headlines I didn't get to, and then we're out until tomorrow. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to emails, we probably should play this little back and forth. This is some Democrat Diana DeGette on NPR funding.
NPR has member stations all across the country. You heard the ranking member say in Florida, some of these stations in rural areas are the only ones who are giving weather reports about impending hurricanes and other extreme weather events.
These people are amazing. But I don't know why she's trying to hold up funding for NPR. I thought the GOPD funded it. They promised us that over and over and over again. For years and years and years, they promised. Don't you remember? Defund NPR. Defund NPR. Defund NPR. You want to know how old this line from the GOP has been? That's what they were telling us when I was running for Congress in 2008. 2008, you could find defund NPR signs at the Tea Party rallies, and these Republican wannabe congressmen and senators would all get up and say, we're going to defund NPR. Now, man, I feel like that was a long time ago, but I guess NPR is still holding on strong. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, why are we sending $8.1 billion to Taiwan? Is it just to make China mad? Not necessarily to make China mad. We have a security agreement with Taiwan that we will protect them. Look, the Taiwan-China thing is so complicated because our foreign policy talks out of both sides of our mouths all the time. We've told China we will protect them. At the same time, we kind of support China's idea that Taiwan is part of China, so Taiwan doesn't exist. But anyway, the $8.1 billion, it's for defense items for Taiwan. That we send them things like missile technology and whatnot, not so they can defeat the Chinese military. Taiwan could never defeat the Chinese military. However, Taiwan is not some tiny little spit of land. They have some real modern stuff. They don't have to defeat the Chinese military. You just have to make it hurt bad enough that the Chinese military doesn't want to go through that. What China, remember, when it comes to China, Taiwan, what China doesn't want, I'm not saying they won't accept it. I'm not saying they won't accept it, but what they do not want, they don't want to have to destroy Taiwan. You know, when you're trying to take over a place, the conquerors have gone through this throughout history. They'll want to conquer this place and that place or conquer this city. But they'll really kind of like the city. Can we take the city without destroying anything? It'd be nice if we could. And in fact, here's how crazy this is, how it went sometimes in the ancient world. If you were, let's say you were a general, we'll just make it Roman. Everything comes back to the Romans anyway. Let's say you're a Roman general and you have been sacking this city. You've been laying siege to this city. And the city's getting ready to fall. You're about to break through the walls and go through. You, if you want to keep the city and keep it decent, you have a challenge on your hands. And here's the challenge. Men in combat, when their blood is up, their blood is up. They will do things that normally they would never do. And historically, we've seen this a million times. When men sack a city, when they come inside the walls, they turn into barbarians, animals. They loot and burn and steal and the women. It's really, really, really bad. As a general, you have all this pent-up frustration, all this time, all the siege. Your men break through. You have to let them go for a little while. You pretty much have to. Unless you have your army locked down the way Genghis Khan had his locked down, you have to let them go for a while. But it can't be too long, or eventually there won't be any city left for you to come in and take over. So, yeah, that's a little interesting tidbit for you there. Hey, by the way, speaking of barbarians, do you have your Byrna pistol launcher yet? Do you have something in your hands that will allow you to stop a bad man before he hurts you? I'm not talking about calling the cops. I'm not talking about blowing a whistle, something that will physically stop him. Byrna pistol launchers are non-lethal. I carry lethal and non-lethal. In fact, everyone who carries lethal, in my opinion, should carry non-lethal. But no matter what, everyone should carry non-lethal. Byrnas are legal in all 50 states. No permit, no background check. That daughter you sent off to college, she needs one. Your dad who lives alone, he needs one. Your center console in your car needs one. When you're out for a jog, you carry one. Pepper balls or tear gas balls, they stop a bad man in his tracks. Look, you even shoot them at the ground and they work because it's this powder that comes out. They're amazing, man. B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com/Jesse saves you 10% off these bad boys. Byrna.com/Jesse. Pretty excited about this. Got one in the hands of a family friend. Their daughter went off to college and now they're sleeping better at night and she's sleeping better at night. Byrna.com/Jesse. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Most young adults and renters considering leaving LA due to high housing costs pull fines. We keep seeing this from these big cities like LA and New York City, and it really saddens me. Not that I blame anyone for getting out. I would get out too. But our cool cities are going to turn into places that's only for the uber rich or major poor with nothing in between. And that sucks because the in-between, that mean in-between is really what makes them great. And we're losing them. Bid to oust Speaker Johnson fails, but GOP turmoil remains. I didn't go over this earlier just because I told you. Look, I told you the past couple of days, I don't care. Mike Johnson's going to remain where he is. Who cares? Manhattan prosecutor who questioned Stormy Daniels during Trump hush money trial donated to Biden's 2020 campaign. Ah, yes. Yet another Democrat donor taking part in the legal destruction of the Republican nominee for president. Man, what a country. Illegal immigrant charged with rape and kidnapping of 11-year-old girl, oh, God have mercy, was released amid Biden border invasion in January, and he was given a court date in 2027. The dude came in from Guatemala. We got our hands on him, and we turned him loose with nothing but a notice to appear in court 3 years from now. And he went on to just destroy some poor young girl. Just so unspeakably awful, these people. U.S. concerns over Israel's Gaza policy led to weapons holdup. Apparently, we're holding back JDAMs and all kinds of smart munition type things, that 500-pound bombs and things like that that Israel's using in the Gaza thing. I'll just say what I've said all along. You can really see an end to this alliance. Honestly, probably beneficial to both parties at this point in time. Why would Israel want to stay? If every time you get a Democrat president, you know you're going to get knifed in the back. So what, you have to wait with bated breath for every single election? Why would you want to stay? I'd just leave. Indicted Henry Cuellar, Chris, that's Spanish, insists he's not resigning. Yes, of course. The question is, why doesn't the GOP-controlled House remove him the way they were so anxious to remove George Santos? It's funny. It's almost as if they're working for the Democrats, isn't it? Anyway, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.